Welcome to The Pilgrim's Joy, a devotional inspired by Christian Eames. Please listen, be blessed, and share with others. And now our host, Olufemi Oguntoko.
Dear Pilgrim, if fellow Christians knew about the temptations you fight every day, the doubts that rage in your heart, if they knew how weak you sometimes are and how afraid, some will probably laugh at you and some would probably be disappointed. That's why we often cannot let people know about our struggles and our imperfections. But there's something about our Lord Jesus Christ. There's something about our Lord recorded in Isaiah 42, a most divine attribute that makes him the only person to whom we can and we should come just as we are. If you were passing through a field or a farm, would you think twice before stepping on or just simply breaking or throwing away a reed that is a thin, slender grass? Would you think twice before stepping on it or just breaking it? Perhaps one would not even notice such a reed. One would simply march on it and move on. Or would you think twice before blowing out a candle that has burned so low and is merely flickering and about to die? Would you think twice about it? But in Isaiah 42:3, we are told that our Lord Jesus Christ is so considerate, so sympathetic, so kind and so gentle that he will not crush the weakest reed. He will not put out a flickering candle. Think about that. He will not crush the weakest reed. He will not put out a flickering candle. So, if you come to him weak as a tender grass in the field, if you come to him as near useless as a flickering candle, he will not crush you. He will not put out your light. Instead, as Isaiah 40:11 tells us, he will nourish those who come to him. He will gather them in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead those that are with young. And so the Holy Spirit asks you this morning, are you weak, tired, tempted, doubtful, and afraid? Don't hesitate. Come to Jesus as you are. He'll be kind to you. Say, just as I am, without one plea, just as I am. That thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, yes, that should be the pilgrim song, daily going to Jesus and saying, I am here just as I am. Just as I am. He never left anyone who went to him worse than they came. He never rejected anyone as too sinful or too dirty or too insignificant. His solemn declaration in John 6:37 is this: anyone who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. That is his solemn declaration in John 6:37. Dear Pilgrim, he will not crush the weakest reed. He will not put out a flickering candle. So come to him today, just as you are. Tell him about your fears, about your temptations. Confess your sins. Tell him about your doubts and your worries. He will not laugh at you. He will not dismiss you. He will not be ashamed of you. He will forgive. He will strengthen. He will increase your faith. He will feed you. He will nourish you. He will gather you in his arms. He will gather you in his bosom and he will lead you until the very end. Believe his promise. Just as I am, thou will receive. Thou will welcome, pardon, cleanse, and relieve. Because thy promise I believe. Come to you just as we are, imperfect, fearful, anxious, and weary. O thou whose nature is not to break the weakest reed or to put out the flickering candle, please have mercy on us. Raise up the fallen, heal the sick, strengthen the weak, lead the lost, and answer the supplicant. We ask in faith and with thanksgiving, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. This is a production of the Gospel Bells Radio, an internet radio station with a mission to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. For more about our ministry, please visit www.gospelbellsradio.com. For the best listening experience to our curated programs, please download the SoundCloud application. Search for Gospel Bells Radio and follow us. To receive links to our programs directly on your phone, please send a message on WhatsApp to 234-8033-313632. Our handle on Twitter is @TheGospelBellsRadio. Thank you for listening and God bless.